Herzlich willkommen zu einem weiteren Special hier bei Country Radio Switzerland. Mein Name ist David Bolli und ich habe einen Namensvetter da bei uns heute im Studio. Die Rede ist vom David Holler. Hello, David. Welcome to Country Radio Switzerland.
Hello. How you doing, Dave? It's great to be here at CRS. Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I hope you're doing good too.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love your studio and where you live, it's paradise.
It is nearby.
That's
nearby
right.
Nearby paradise. It's up in a mountain. It's out in the sticks. It's country pure.
That's frisch Luft.
Frisch Luft. Yeah, absolutely. David, glad to having you here. David, mm-hmm. You are here in Switzerland. You live in Zurich since 1994.
Well, 1999, I got married. And yes, but I first came here in 94. That's right. To play music and tour around Europe and entertain and play music. I was the traveling musician. It was great. Mm-hmm. Living out of a suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Er ist Musiker. Er ist im 94 das erste Mal in der Schweiz gsi. Er ist unterwegs. Er hat Musik gemacht. Dann hat er eine Frau kennengelernt. Seit 1999 ist er Kurator in Zürich. Und jetzt ist er sesshaft. Und jetzt ist er da im Studio Zürich Schöneberg. Warum? Weil er hat eine neue CD demnächst draussen. Die Single ist schon draussen. Und es ist Promo-Titel vom Monat. Die, die regelmässig zuhören, kennen den Titel. So I would say, David, let's start the engine.
Let's go.
Let's go. Mama Probefahrt. Woo! Mit dem V8.
Driving in the sun, putting on my cool shade, sailing down the warm Pacific Coast Highway, flying like a free bird. From Tijuana up to Big Sur. Roll the dice, don't think twice, life is just a one-way ride.
Sehr gut.
Oh yeah.
Don't forget to close the door. We did a drive with a V8 probably, and it goes about driving around, hanging around, seeing America. Tell us about the song.
That's right. It's about the freedom of driving across the states. Because, you know, people ask me, they go, what do you miss most about, you know, not being in the states? It's the driving, those long, endless roads through the desert, and so that's what we captured on it. It's interesting how the song came about, because I was just finishing up my album, and Daniel Marbot, a student of mine, actually.
Uh-huh.
He said, why don't we write a song together? And I'm going, what? We write a song together? But then I realized he's a driving enthusiast, and he knows he's on a Porsche race team. He knows a lot about cars.
Uh-huh.
So I accentuated the positive, and I came back with a notepad, and I listened to him, and I wrote everything that he knew about cars on a piece of paper.
That's interesting.
And then I put the music, and then we wrote the words together. And then he just took it a step further, and you know, was optimistic about everything, and said, "Well, let's get the best guitar player we can." And
wait a minute, I have to translate that.
Jetzt muss ich
aber übersetzen. Das ist nämlich auch spannend. Der Titel da Drive On, der hat er zusammen mit dem Daniel Marbot geschrieben. Er hätte sollen auch da sein an dem heutigen Tag, so ist es abgemacht gewesen. Aber er ist im Militär, also falls er jetzt zuhört, Greetings, Daniel, liebe Grüße. Und der Daniel ist ein Schüler vom David Holler, oder? So man sagen, er ist English teacher. Huh? Daniel ist a scholar from you, also ein Schüler, lernt Englisch auf Anfang. Und irgendwann ist er zu einem Mann und hat gesagt, hey, David, wie wäre es, wenn wir würden einen Song zusammenschreiben? Und er, hallo, einen Song zusammenschreiben, wie kommt denn das? So haben sie geredet miteinander und der Daniel Marbot Porsche fährt und auch Rennenfahrer mit dem Porsche, haben sie gefunden, sie könnten etwas über das Umfahren in Amerika schreiben, zum Beispiel, was ein bisschen mit Racing zu tun hat. Weil, wenn man den David Holler fragt, was vermisst ist an Kalifornien, dann sagt er, die Weiten, oder, wo man dort stundenlang kann fahren, ist gleich, also er kommt von Kalifornien, ein bisschen ausserhalb ist man dann gerade wirklich out in den Pampas und nicht so kleine Strasse wie bei uns. Jeder, der schon da war, weiß das natürlich. So one of the only thing that you miss about America, so the freedom to just drive away, cruising around.
Oh, sure. I mean, I was on vacation. I was in New Orleans. And we had to drive back to Georgia. We had 2 days left on vacation. And I remember waking my wife up at 7 o'clock, and I said, hey, you know, we could be in Memphis by 2 o'clock and go to Graceland and then go back to Georgia. You know, so I no pun intended. I drove her crazy with the driving. Oh, it's also the American radio, right? You did tons of stations. The country really flows there.
Einerseits natürlich die Strassen, oder? Man ist in kurzer Zeit überall, man hat keine Hektik, man hat keinen Stress. Aber natürlich mit rund 2000 Country Stations in Amerika hat man auch immer die passende Musik. Wenn du kein Country aus Switzerland hast, zum Beispiel, wie kein Smartphone hast, oder? With a smartphone you have Country aus Switzerland too in Switzerland.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. So, also. Und so haben sie also den Song geschrieben und einen Hit und den ist jetzt der Promotitel vom Monat. Now, let's go back in your house. Where are you from? You're from California?
So well, I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, really?
Yes, 25 years ago. No, 1961. Yeah. And my dad was a rock and roller, and he's in the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, and he's a professional songwriter as well. He's written songs for the Bellamy Brothers and Cher, and has had his work recorded by Marvin Gaye and Ray Charles and BMI Awards and stuff. So it's helpful. And he's also a co-writer on this song. He helped write the song as well.
Okay, let me translate. Er ist 1981 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana geboren. Sein Vater ist ein Profimusiker, Songwriter. Er hat Songs geschrieben für Bellamy Brothers, für Cher, für, what names you said?
Oh, Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, and Harry Belafonte. And he's had his work performed by Bob Dylan. So how many songwriters, you know, Bob Dylan doesn't do cover songs, but it was a song that he wrote called Abraham, Martin, and John. So my dad wrote the words and music to that, and it was a top five hit in early 1969.
Sogar der grosse Bob Dylan hat einen Song von ihm aufgenommen, weil es etwas heissen ist, auch in die Hall of Fame, Louisiana Hall
Absolutely,
of Fame,
yeah.
Aufgenommen worden. Sein Vater ist Dick Holler, und he is a co-writer for the song too. They Drive On, haben sie also das dritte geschrieben. The David, the Daniel Marbot und the Dick Holler.
Yeah, good team. You know,
well, I mean,
it was unexpected because, but it worked, you know, and then we got Brent Mason to play the guitars in Nashville.
So.
And it really came together. And then we had Jay Arnett play the drums in Florida. So it's really an international song recorded here and the vocals and everything, and it works.
Also gut. Jetzt kann man sich ja fragen, das ist das, was ich jeder frage, was braucht es, um einen Hit zu machen? Einerseits musst du einen guten Song geschrieben haben, das sind das dritte gewesen, haben wir gehört, und dann haben sie gesagt, weißt du was, jetzt wäre es natürlich noch gut, wenn man noch einen guten Gitarrenspieler hätte, aber da holt man sich ja nicht irgendeinen, sondern man holt sich einen von den Besten, nämlich den Brent Mason. Tell me, how was the contacting Brent? Did you know him already?
It was, Daniel Marbert said, why don't we get a guitar player? And so I literally Googled best guitar player in Nashville, seriously. And Brent was at the top of the search, and I'm going, well, he's going to be, I'm not going to be able to get him. But I sent him an email, and I said, could you do it? He wrote back the same day and said he just had a two-track minimum to do two songs. And and when he did, I was so excited. I mean, we paid him in advance and I said, do whatever you want to do. Just give me some guitar acrobatics and give me a Chuck Berry, in the chorus. And just give me some of that and a rhythm track. 2 days, had it. But he's so good, he can do that. So it's an honor to have him play on the track. And he really makes the track cook. And so, yeah, very lucky with that, very fortunate to have him do it, and hopefully he can do it again.
Ja, also, was sie sich überlegt haben, was für einen Gitarrist könnte man holen, hat Daniel Marbo gesagt, hey, komm, wir holen doch einfach den Besten, was hat, und David hat ihn mal gegoogelt, die beste Gitarrenplayer, ist zum Brent Mason gekommen, der, wo auch schon im Albis Gütli, mögt euch vielleicht erinnern, einen Gitarren-Workshop gegeben hat vor ein paar Jahren, und der hat er einen Kontakt aufgenommen über E-Mail, der hat am gleichen Tag zurückgeschrieben, hat gesagt, look, so und so viel muss ich haben, mindestens 2 Tracks, und er hat gesagt, look, fühl dich frei, muss ein bisschen Chuck Berry drin haben und Zeug und Sachen, und dementsprechend ist ja der Titel rausgekommen, und it's fantastic, so that shows how simple maybe it can be, or sometimes it can be to contact these big musicians, huh?
Well, he liked the song, I mean, he's got to like the song, and so he liked it. And it's a 3-chord song, and so but those, as they say, the Nashville cats are so good, they don't need cheap music. I mean, you could literally walk in a room with 5 Nashville players that he's won Grammys, so you can play a song and he can know it before the song is finished.
Yeah.
So he can listen to 60 seconds of a 3-minute song and know the entire song just about.
And I've heard from a different musician that Brent Moyer is one of them. You just can't say him, you have to play that, because he finished the song. His own stuff, and that's make it very special. So Mason ist einer, der nicht einfach sagt, spielen so, wie es gesagt wird, sondern sagt, das könnte man noch einbringen, das könnte man noch anders machen. Und das macht dann also speziell. Do you know that Brent Mason is the most recorded guitarist in all time?
He's done with everybody. Shania Twain and Randy Travis, and just go down the George Strait. I mean, you go down the list. And just a tip out there for people when you're working with a guy like Brent Mason, is it sounds simple to say this, but it's true. You let him do what he does best. You don't give him too much instructions and say, I got to have this and I got to have that. So the best thing to do if you're going to work with a guy like that is to say, just give me about 3 or 4 passes from beginning to end, and then I edited it down afterwards and chose out the licks that he played best, it's a pleasure. I mean, if I had my choice, and I do, I work with a lot of musicians, and I work with studios here in Switzerland, and the CDs pressed here in Switzerland, the artwork's in Switzerland, so, and the vocals were recorded in Switzerland, and some of the mixing and mastering on my other tracks are done here with Jan Rulier, other people that I know. So I'd much prefer to work here, but on something like that was just a special situation to have him.
Also Musik und alles ist eigentlich sonst aufgenommen worden, aber gewisse spezielle Sachen, wie eben das Gitarrenspiel von Brent Mason, hat er schon von ihm will, und er sagt, wenn du jemals mit so Leuten zu tun hast, musst du nicht zu viel sagen, was er zu tun hat, weil der Mann, der weiss genau, was er zu tun hat, und er macht es dann eben genau richtig. Übrigens, Brent Mason ist der meist aufgenommene Gitarrist von allen Zeiten, muss sich das mal vorstellen. Er hat einfach mit allen Grössen gespielt, und dazu eine kleine Geschichte. Maybe you understand some words. Auf der Kleven Alp war ich vor ein paar Jahren, hat dort einen Gitarrenworkshop genommen. Und alle, die das Gefühl haben, sie haben doch eine Ahnung oder sagen, ziemlich gute Gitarrenplayer sind dort gewesen. Und ich bin auch dort gewesen und habe zugeschaut. Und eigentlich haben alle nur offene Müller gehabt. Oder sagen wir mal 99%, weil sie haben nämlich nicht begriffen, was der Mann alles erzählt. Das sind so Welten drüber, der Mann. Das ist einfach der absolute Wahnsinn.
Yeah.
So.
And
Yeah, please.
Well, I'm just talking about country music. It's interesting because, you know, there's a culture here of country music in Switzerland that's great. And, you know, the Bellamy brothers, they come here every year and they usually close those festivals and stuff. And my dad was the associate producer on Let Your Love Flow and found that song for Dave and Howard Bellamy in 1976. And also wrote Crossfire for Dave and Howard. So I have memories of that. I was 15 years old then, and I remember being in the studio when they were doing the mixdown sessions for their album. Mm. And of course, they were in their 20s then.
Absolutely.
They're completely different. So that was good to experience that and to see them. And the interesting thing about the Bellamy brothers is that originally it was Dave Bellamy was the artist. And Howard, his brother, was the roadie. In other words, he packed up the equipment and set up the microphones.
No way.
Seriously. And they're in the studio with Phil Gernhardt, who was their producer at the time. And Howard was doing a mic check, testing 1, 2. And Phil said, could you sing something? And Phil heard Howard's voice and said, Howard, I didn't know you could sing. We got to get you singing on a track.
No way.
And yes. And then my dad brought in Let Your Love Flow to Phil Gernhardt and said Beatrice Marx had given it to him. And they said, yeah, let's do that. So Let Your Love Flow was written by the roadie of Neil Diamond. So that the people that played on Let Your Love Flow for the Bellamy Brothers was Neil Diamond's band. So they always called it the roadie song because it was written by a roadie of Neil Diamond.
From Larry Williams?
Yes. Yes, he was the roadie for Neil Diamond's band, and Howard was the roadie for Dave Bellamy, so they called it the rodeo song. So
es kann nicht wahr sein, die Geschichte muss ich erzählen, noch nie gehört, unglaublich, was man heute alles erfahrt. Also der David Bellamy ist Anfang von den 70er Jahren eigentlich der Künstler gewesen und der Howard, der ältere Bruder, Howard Bellamy ist der Rowdy gewesen eigentlich, wo ein Zeug gepackt hat, Mikrofon, Test gemacht und so weiter. Und was im Studio gewesen sind, hat der Produzent gesagt, hey Howard, kannst du mal einen Mikrofon Test machen, der hat davon singen. Dann hat er gesagt, hey, deine Stimme ist ja Hammer, du sollst singen, und so hat es sich so gegeben. Und der Dick Haller, der Vater von meinem heutigen Gast, von David Haller, ist damals Mitproduzent gewesen von Let Your Love Flow, hat den Song gebracht. Der Song hat andererseits der Rowdy geschrieben gehabt vom Neil Young, ist richtig so. Und somit hat man dann dem Song der Rowdy Song gesagt, weil er ist von einem Rowdy gesungen worden, von einem Rowdy geschrieben worden, und das ist einer von ihren ganz grossen Hits gewesen. Yeah. I would suggest we have to listen in this song, definitely. Huh? Der grösste oder einer von den grössten Hits überhaupt von den Bellamy Brothers. Übrigens auch im Albis Gütli, Andy Merz.
William Bennett.
Maybe all this story.
What's that? So high must be the season. When that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling. Where your love can't hide and then go stealing. Through the moonlit nights with your lover. Just let your love. Like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the
Hört man Geschichten, erfahrt man, wo es nur da bei Cantina Switzerland gibt. Mein heutiger Gast, der David Haller, Songwriter und Sänger, ist in einer musikalischen Familie aufgewachsen, wie wir gerade gehört haben. Sein Vater, der Dick Haller, ist der gewesen, der den Titel der Bellamy Brothers vorgestellt hat und auch Produzent gewesen, oder Mitproduzent von dem Titel. So, we said, you've been, or you are in a musician family, of course. Do you remember when you have been on your first concert? At which age?
Oh, I think it was 1967. I was 6 years old. My dad took me to see the Royal Guardsmen, and they were playing with the Vanilla Fudge, and they were playing with Spanky and our gang. I know, those 60s groups.
But 60s war, when er das erste Mal ein Konzert war, mit seinem Vater gespielt hat.
Yeah, but the Royal Guardsmen had Snoopy versus the Red Baron, which my father wrote with Phil Gernhardt, the producer of Let Your Love Flow. Mm-hmm. Phil Gernhardt also produced Stay by Maurice Williams. He produced Baby, I'd Love You to Want Me by Lobo, and Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, and Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford, which was also written by Dave Bellamy. You know, okay. So he was a hot writer before.
Also the Dave Bellamy for the Bellamy Brothers had, before the Bellamy Brothers came, had schon verschiedene Hits geschrieben.
Oh, yeah.
Für andere, für Lobos and Me.
Well,
and
he didn't write for Lobos. That was Kent Lavoie.
Okay.
But Me and You and a Dog Named Baby, I'd Love You to Want Me. But all that was produced by Phil Gernhardt. And my dad was on the team involved with that. Also wrote Albatross for Lobo and Reaching Out for Someone, and so they all, you know, it was just a team that went over, spanned out.
Yeah.
Abraham Martin and John was Phil Gernhardt, Snoopy versus
also jetzt,
the Red Baron.
Also jetzt Namen, die ich unter anderem noch nie gehört habe, unser René Hofmann kennt wahrscheinlich alle, ich nicht. Auf jeden Fall ist für einen Haufen geschrieben worden und zusammen produziert worden, ein grossartiges Team gewesen. And then you said the Bellamy Brothers, how is the connection with Linda Ronstadt?
Oh, no, there was, it was interesting because I spoke with my dad last week, sadly, about Glenn Frey.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad pointed out, he's going, you know, you saw Glenn Frey in 1971. I'm going, I did. He's going, yeah. My dad was opening for Linda Ronstadt at the Troubadour in 1971.
Okay.
And I was 10 years old there, and I went there with my brother Rick. And the backing group, my dad reminded me, was Glenn Frey and Don Henley. Henley on the drums and Glenn Frey on guitar. We saw them, and I do remember the show.
Er hat gerade letzte Woche mit seinem Vater telefoniert und der hat gesagt, haben sie davon geredet, eben, dass der Glenn Frey, also das ist die Woche gewesen, ist am Montag gestorben, dass er ja den Glenn Frey mal gesehen hat. Und sagt, ah ja, wann ist denn das gewesen? Sagt er, im 71, bevor es nämlich die Eagles gegeben hat, haben Don Henley und der Glenn Frey in der Band von der Linda Ronstadt gespielt. Und damals, hat der Vater vom David Haller das Opening gemacht für die Linda Ronstadt und so hat er die dort kennengelernt.
Yeah. The thing I remember was going back, well, it wasn't as backstage, it was a dressing room, very small, at the Troubadour. And I remember looking up at Linda and my dad introduced, he goes, Linda, these are my two kids, Ricky and David. And Linda said, oh, just like the Nelsons. Okay. And if you remember Ricky and David Nelson, and my dad pointed out, she was the first person to point out that connection. It was kind of
also,
ironic.
Linda Ronstadt, sie sind mit ihr backstage gsi und dann hat der Dick Holler seine beiden Söhne, der David, und zu Ricky vorgestellt und dann sagt sie, ja, Ricky und David with Nelson Brothers, die erste gsi, wo die Connection gefunden hat zu diesen Leuten. Also, was haben wir gelernt? Don Henley und Glenn Frey haben, bevor es der Eagles gehabt, für Linda Ronstadt gespielt. Der Dick Holler, der Vater von meinem heutigen Gast David, hat das Opening gemacht und ja, traurig. It's very sad to hear that. He was 67, much too young to die. Huh?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Komm, hören wir mal schnell rein. The Eagles. Und nachher haben wir noch Zeit für zwei Titel vom David Holler. Hochinteressanter Mann. Wir können stundenlang mit dem reden, was der alles weiß. Ist ja unglaublich. Und jetzt Gedenkminute oder Gedenksekunde für die Eagles. Glenn Frey mit Get Over It. Musik. The Eagles, Glenn Frey, wie wir gehört haben, wenn wir noch werden hören, weitere Sendungen ist am Montag, 18. Januar, mit 67 schon verstorben. Mein Gast heute, David Holler. David, I'm looking at the clock. Time is running out, Helmut.
Oh, yeah.
Zeit läuft wie blöd. Hochinteressante Sprüche immer dafür. You said your father, Dick Holler, is in the music encyclopedia or what?
Oh, I said he's like a music encyclopedia
because it's
such a deep, rich history of the music business, which spans, you know, from the mid-50s, the 60s, and the 70s. I mean, his first band was in 1955, 56, and he had a rock and roll band. He's in the music, Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. And so he was a contemporary with all of the Cosmos, Matassa, Fats Domino. He played with Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry. He backed Bobby Darin. And in 56, you know, in the beginnings of rock and roll, as it were, you know, as raw as it can get. And, you know, he taught Johnny Rivers rock and roll. I mean, that's how long he's been around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, er ist 81, sein Vater. Er ist wandelnde Enzyklopädie, weiss alles. Er ist am Anfang dabei gewesen mit Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Rivers in der Mitte 50er Jahre bereits. Und Wahnsinn. David Hollerstab, voll in seine Fußstapfen, ist da bei uns in Zürich, die heisst seit 1999, gibt Englisch Lessons und macht Musik. No.
Yes. Well, yeah. I work a lot of people in the entertainment industry also with advertising, creatives, and individuals. So it's more specialized type of one-to-one.
So not in a school?
No, not in your traditional school. And I'm out. It's a place called Flying Teachers in Zurich. Okay. But the thing is, I go out to the locations, which is great for me because I'm not at the same place and there's a lot of flexibility. Yeah. And I have a lot of free time during the day, so I can go, you know, work at the Hit Mill and various studios and work co-writing, vocal coaching.
And come to see Country to Switzerland, of course.
Love it.
Absolutely. Also, er ist unterwegs meistens. Wir hören da nochmal zwei Titel an von ihm. Now, the first we heard, Drive On, is a single. When is the CD coming out? What do you think?
In a couple months. We've got so much material, you know, and Daniel and I, we kind of talk about how we're going to present it, and it's great because we do the artwork together and we work on how things are going to be presented. And we've got a lot of material. We've really been working really hard on it. So probably in a couple months. Okay. There's another single that's out now. When You Were Still in Love with Me.
Seit ein paar Monaten rausgekommen, die ganze CD. Wir hören uns jetzt nochmal zwei Titel an. Übrigens sehr empfehlenswert, das Video anzuschauen von Drive On. Geht auf davidholler.com oder
CH? .com.
davidholler.com und schaut euch das Video an. Oder auf unserer Facebook-Seite ist es dort verlinkt. Alone and Loving It. Listen in. So.
Loving It.
No one's pulling on the reins. I'm the driver of the train. No restraints. I can come and go whenever. I'm not a sweet talking guy. Social butterfly. Explaining why. Waste some time talking about the weather. My friends get hooked, then they get hitched, and then they quit after they start to get the 7-day itch. Don't need the hassle or the shackles of the ball to chain. Not me, my friend. I'm alone and loving it. Me, myself, and I. Every minute I don't need somebody telling me when it's time to come home. Oh, I'm alone and loving it. Dreaming exactly what I'm gonna wanna do. You can say my kind of roots have got a mind of their own. I got to go it alone. Don't need a false bravado. I'm a happy desperado. But a Tonto I ain't needin'. I swear to girl I ain't looking. Wasting time Facebook and texting, SMS and more tweeting. When it comes to love, it's all the same. A cupid, stupid little arrow hits your jugular vein. Don't need the hassle or the shackles of the ball and chain. Never again. I'm alone in loving it. Me, myself, and I. Every minute I don't need somebody telling me when it's time to come home. Peace.
alone and loving it. Thanks God we are not. We are in good company, huh?
Oh, man.
So, David, time is running out. Zeit ist vorbei. Im Blick auf die Uhr zeigt mir, das war's bereits. Die Sendung wird am Sonntagnachmittag ab der 3 wiederholt. Wenn ihr nochmal reinhören wollt, geht auf David Holler auf Facebook oder davidholler.com. Hm. Schaut euch auch das Video von Drive an. Well, David, thank you very much.
Sure.
What are the plans for the future? Next steps?
I'll just keep writing and releasing, and we're getting more into the video production. It takes a little bit longer because I'm doing everything myself, you know, and Daniel as a consultant is helpful. It takes a little bit longer, but it's much more gratifying and much more enjoyable because we're getting great feedback on the Drive On video. And I just made a video to the new single and at the website, you can see all the videos and also listen to the songs. I just make everything accessible and, so everybody can listen to it and enjoy it. And we've already got the next album written after this one, after that one, because, you know, I write every day. I love it. I cannot not write.
Er ist jeden Tag am Schreiben. Er liebt Schreiben. Er kann nicht schreiben. Darum ist er immer dran. Darum wird es auch immer neue Musik geben. Wie gesagt, ein paar Monate kommt das Album raus. Man gibt auch Video weiter, Video, und alles kann man auf seiner Homepage sehen. So, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks for coming. It was very interesting. Time is running. That's
right.
Fast out and keep in touch. All the best for you. Danke vielmals fürs Kommen.
Will do. Gleichfalls.
Dankeschön. Also, wir bringen nach dem Presenting Sponsor nochmal einen Titel. David Holler mit When You Were Still In Love With Me. Mein Name ist David Bori. Alles Gute, bis zum nächsten. Danke fürs Losen und tschüss miteinander.
Die Sendung ist präsentiert worden von der Zollgarage in Neuhausen bei Schaffhausen. Die Garage für Ihren Amerikaner. Der Patrick Schlatter und sein Team freuen sich auf Ihren Besuch. www.zollgarage.com.
Then the bombs fell up and the landmines failed.